At the end of Parashas Naso, we learn about the voice which spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, the divine voice that spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this divine voice had two curious features. First of all, only Moshe Rabbeinu could hear it. And second, Moshe could only hear it in the Ohel Moed. The Rebbe asks, why is this voice, which Rashi tells us is the same voice that was heard at Sinai, why was this voice not audible to everyone? And also, why could Moshe only access the voice in the Ohel Moed? What's the spiritual lesson of this curious fact? The Rebbe explains that the voice symbolizes divine revelation. A divine revelation such that the world, which ordinarily appears to us to be a place without God, which ordinarily appears to us to be a place which is only run by a mindless or capricious nature, is in fact suffused with divinity. When we hear the voice, we're in a state of seeing divine revelation within the mundane. If this were a constant experience, if the divine were always manifest, first of all, there would be no free choice. Because divinity would be obvious. It would be obvious that if you keep Shabbos, your life is more uplifted, your life is more elevated. And perhaps in the 21st century, this is becoming more obvious to us as psychological research indicates that taking one day off a week is actually better for your productivity. And there might be something messianic about that, in that even within the natural world, even within the world of science, the Torah's principles and precepts are shown to be good for you. But that said, broadly speaking, it isn't necessarily obvious that living by the Torah gives you a better life. And therefore, we still have free will. So that's one reason why there's not this constant divine revelation. Because constant divine revelation, the Rebbe says, would deprive us of our free will. Also, if there were constant divine revelation, then we would have nothing to do. But instead, our task is to be involved in the world. Our task is to be engaged in the world. And we need to actively reveal the divine in the world. God won't do it for us. And that's why only Moshe heard this voice. Because only a few people are meant to be in the state of Moshe. Only a few people are meant to be constantly in the Ohel Moed, constantly in the place of the divine encounter. Most of us, ideally, are meant to draw inspiration from the characters who spend time, all the time, in the Ohel Moed, in the place of constant divine encounter. But most of us are meant to be engaged in the world, to be in the world, and to elevate the world. And that's why most of the time, we don't hear the voice. Hearing in the Ohel Moed means being in a state of passivity, in a place which is removed from the world. And our divine mission as humans is to be active people who are engaged in the world. As when Hashem created Adam, He created him with a task of la'avda u'lishamra, to develop and protect the world as the divine garden.